the end of the year, sit with yourself to review what you gained, what you lost, and find out how you will start your new year. Anonymous. Hello, and welcome back to Aspire to Inspire. I am happy to be back. I feel like I always say that in every episode. Yes, I have been MIA. I just feel like these last couple years have been huge for me. Definitely, I do recognize my own shadows or things that I need to work on. Consistency is definitely one of them. I just have a way of, you know, I am a Cancer, so I have a way of going into my shell and just hiding, going hermit mode, you know. I just enjoy my time, being away from my phone, being away from people, literally just crawling into my blankets or being at home and watching movies. And I can be like a homebody, but at the same time, I can be an extrovert too, depending on what mood I'm feeling, what season it is. This season, I definitely feel like I'm more of an introvert. I enjoy being inside, staying warm. It's just super cold out here where I live. And I just prefer being cozy. But I really want to touch on the things that I've learned, and maybe these are similar things that you've also learned. I want to sit down and talk about life and basically just what has gone on this year, things that we've learned, things that we relearned. When I say we, I mean as in me, and like I mentioned, like maybe you also learn these things, and maybe, you know, I can inspire you to start learning these things that I have learned throughout this year. And if anything, these are things that I've learned since like a couple years ago, but I am relearning everything. I feel like this year was mostly focused on relearning exercises and habits that I've already learned in the past, but I have forgotten. I don't know if most of you feel the same way, but without even being conscious, now that I'm conscious, actually, I wasn't conscious about it before, but I have forgotten a lot of the practices that I have practiced throughout all these years, including meditating, reading, you know, just like self-care exercises that I do or self-love exercises that I do. I feel like this year has gone by really quick, if not like last year did as well, you know. And so I want us to sit here and act like we're face to face having these conversations, these type of conversations I have with my friends all the time. I love to reflect on life, and just because I love to know where I currently am, and you know, my friends feel the same way as well. So let's take the time to review what we've gained this year and what we've lost, just like the quote I had mentioned in the beginning of this episode. I do actually want to make a YouTube video. It will be my first YouTube video. I've been wanting to do YouTube since I was like 15, 16, but I just never really found, I guess, the courage to put myself out there. I just the fact that I know I can be very introverted, and, you know, I have my days and my moods where I'm like, today, yeah, I'm feeling it. Today, I'm not. And so I'm still learning to like allow myself to feel that, you know, but I do also want to be there for you guys and share my experiences and, you know, try my best to be consistent. And that's one of my goals this coming up year in 2023, of being consistent with things that I love doing, you know, and also allowing myself to let go of the things that I'm not interested in anymore. So, yeah, so basically for me, things that I've learned is basically letting go of control. I've catched myself, you know, being in control of, or not being in control, but more of controlling either like adding resistance to other people's decisions, if that makes sense, or like reactions, like as in like, oh, like why are they reacting that way, or why are they making that decision, you know, like thinking more in the egotistical wing instead of for my heart space. So now that I'm finally being conscious of that, I'm being conscious of, you know, not forcing things to happen. The fact that I know that I'm able to manifest whatever I want in my life because I've done it before, I feel like now, since things, I guess, haven't been going as I've been wanting them to, makes me wanna like add resistance, you know? And that's a big thing with manifesting, is that you can't add resistance to your manifestations. It just takes longer for them to actually manifest. And I have forgotten that. Just because I know how to manifest, guys, just because I know of like how the law of attraction works and energy, how it works, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to make those same mistakes of, you know, of either forgetting or, you know, of not following like that, basically like continuing those exercises that I've learned, you know. I am human. I do have feelings. I do make mistakes. And that's another thing where I am trying not to be judgmental about. I'm working on not judging myself, because I've, without being conscious, I've caught myself, or now that I'm conscious, actually, I've caught myself being judgmental towards myself. And, you know, when you're judgmental towards yourself, you obviously project that to others. You start judging others even when you don't want to, you know. And so I can say that for a good while, I have been judging myself. And, you know, I have caught myself judging others too. And I don't do it intentionally. It's just kind of like how I mentioned, I've been in a very egotistical mindset instead of like connecting with my heart space and being patient with myself and continuing to love myself and allow myself to feel whatever I feel. That was another thing that I've been learning again, or relearning, is validating my own feelings again. Because for the longest time, even as a kid, I would always put everyone first. My brother, my mother, just my whole family, my friends, because I didn't want to feel my feelings. And also I was so used to of, you know, hiding my fear, hiding my emotions just so I can comfort those around me and help those around me, even if it was just an emotional level. So now that I'm like woken to that, you know, this whole year has had a way of like allowing me to recognize those parts of myself and if anything, I noticed it more in like my connections or my relationships. And so relationships, as in relationships with partners, you know, when you are in a relationship with someone or if you're in a connection with someone, it's more, that's more of a vulnerable way of, you know, intimacy is, it's very vulnerable, like being in a connection with someone, and that has a way of bringing up a lot of your shadows, a lot of, it's not just shadows, obviously, like good things about yourself too, but sometimes we do have a way of forgetting about ourselves, you know, losing ourselves. And that is something that I noticed is I lost myself for a good amount of years. It wasn't just this year. I've lost myself, you know, when I had met someone in the past and I was giving and giving and giving that I got so used to it. And, you know, overall, I am a giver. But this year, I had decided to make healthier choices in every aspect of my life. It wasn't just in my relationships. And currently, I am in a relationship with someone. And we actually reconnected. And, you know, we're both on the same page. We're both making healthier choices in every aspect in our lives, including with each other. And so, honestly, like, I think that's really, like, it's great. It's amazing. Like, when your partner is literally on the same boat that you are, you know? And, yeah, not only that, but when you start connecting with yourself again and making healthier choices with yourself, all the connections around you start improving. They start getting better, you know, and all of the ones that aren't meant to align with you in that moment, they start falling apart. You know, like, you don't need to wait on someone to be in the same level that you are. If anything, you should continue leveling up. You should continue doing the things that you love to do, continuing to be the best version of yourself. And if and when they are ready to meet you where you are, they will. And also, that's if they're meant to be in your life later in the future or during those moments. You know, I mean, I'm a huge believer that every person that's in your life is meant to be in your life, at least just for those few amount of moments, you know? Even if it's temporary, they are still meant to be in your life to show you something about yourself, to teach you something about yourself. But sometimes there are moments where you'll meet someone and they have a way of, you know, they're not aligned where you are in those moments. So you keep like bumping heads with them, you keep clashing, and sometimes you need to let them go so they can continue their journey and finding themselves, as well as you continuing your own journey and letting yourself find who you are and, you know, just the things that you're looking for in a person or even with yourself, you know. And later on, you guys are meant to be in each other's lives again. You guys will be in each other's lives. And if anything, it'll be great and better and healthier. But this really ties in with just flowing with life, you know, not adding resistance and really just trusting in divine, trusting in God or whatever you believe in, even if it's just yourself, trusting yourself that everything's gonna fall into place the way it's supposed to, and you're meant to be in this position or in this time of your life so you can learn something either about yourself or you can learn about, you know, things that you do want in your life, things that you're looking for, you know, ideally in a partner, and you know, and friends. And I don't speak necessarily just about partnerships. I speak in about in every aspect of your life, you know? But yeah, sorry, I like basically went into a like a long rant. And like how I mentioned since the beginning, you know, I'm just freestyling, but that's something that I definitely learned, just trusting. And I am relearning to trust what the plan is, because honestly, nobody, including psychics, nobody knows, including you, knows what is going to happen next in the future, the unknown, except God, you know, God or divine, like how I said, like whatever you believe in this sense. I'm speaking about God and divine just because that's what I believe in. But honestly, if you go to a psychic, you know, I do believe in psychics. Like I myself I'm very psychic and intuitive. So I can pick up on, you know, emotions. I can pick up on people's energies. I have the gift of pointing out what people's shadows are, you know. And that's another thing, too, that I had to learn, where I have to allow them to feel their shadows and recognize their shadows instead of taking all that in, you know, consuming their shadows and then questioning, oh, is this one of my own shadows, you know, instead of focusing on my own. Because just like everyone else, I myself have my own shadows that I need to work with. But going back to the whole psychic subject, I do believe in psychics. I do believe, you know, in energy. But the thing is that energy is always changing, guys. And like I said, the only person that really knows what's going to happen is the person up there. And if anything, you just have control of what story you tell yourself, of what thoughts you're thinking, of what feelings you're feeling. And it really starts with you choosing to trust yourself and reminding yourself that you have that essence of God and divine within yourself, because he himself is energy, since he is everywhere, right? But for the longest time, I can say that I also used to read tarot. I, you know, definitely have that gift to read tarot, but I haven't done it in a while. I haven't done readings for others in a while just because it is draining, and I am also taking in their energy. So like how I mentioned, sometimes, you know, I do have a way of, you know, deciding, is that my energy? Are those my shadows? Are those my thoughts? Or is that someone else's? Because I am super empathic. So I'm still learning to cleanse myself and to, you know, not allow those energies to become mine. And so I stopped reading. I stopped doing tarot. I stopped getting readings. Here and there, you know, I'll get like little readings from like a good friend of mine, but I don't really like depend on it anymore like how I used to. I can say that I was becoming somewhat codependent on it just because I really wanted to know what was gonna happen next, especially in my love life. I wanted to know, you know, if this person was for me. I wanted to know, you know, if we were going to get married someday. I wanted to know if, you know, they were ever going to tell me they love me, like things like that, right? And it's because I wasn't trusting the plan. I wasn't trusting God. I wasn't trusting divine, including trusting myself. I wasn't trusting my own intuition, which I'm a huge believer that that's how God, divine, your angels speak to you. Sometimes they speak through other people and they remind you of, you know, things that maybe you're learning and you need confirmation in. That's how I see things. That's how I receive my messages. That's how I receive my downloads. And sometimes I receive my own downloads driving or going to the gym, or just like today, I randomly just started receiving all these messages, all these downloads. And I was not forced, but I was pushed to do this podcast or to do this episode. And that's why sometimes I also don't, like, I'm not consistent with my episodes, because sometimes, excuse me, I just ate. Sometimes I don't receive messages or I don't receive those downloads that I feel like I need in order to inspire you guys, as well as also inspire myself to motivate me to continue doing this, if you get what I mean. So that's another reason why I'm not really consistent when it comes to this. You know, it's kind of like, I don't want to feed you guys bullshit. You know, I teach from my own experiences, just like how I'm learning. I am always a student in life. I'm always learning from the experiences that I experience, including others, my friends, my family, whatever they experience. I love learning. I'm always so open-minded to learning, and that's something huge. I think we should all be open-minded to pretty much everything and anything, right? To learning, because we're all learning in our own journeys. We all have different journeys, you know, and that's another thing too, like, we shouldn't compare our journeys to other people. Like, for instance, my boyfriend, he's in the Marines, and my friend, you know, she's also in a relationship, and her boyfriend is here. And so I remember I would, like, vent to her and, like, pretty much, like, tell her, like, oh, like, you know, communication wise is a little difficult between him and I, just because he's in a different time zone. And she didn't really understand where I was coming from, just because, you know, she's in a relationship where her partner is here in town and I'm doing a long distance relationship. So I understand now that, you know, she was trying to be there for me and give me as much as advice and, like, let me know, like, hey, like, you know, I don't think this is healthy for you, this is good for you, this and that type of thing, right? And, you know, for a good amount of time, I was, like, you know, listening. I was listening to that outside of noise, but I wasn't listening to myself. I wasn't listening to what I was feeling, what I wanted. And I needed some time to pretty much reflect and be by myself. That's how I process things. I need to be by myself in order to understand what I need and what I want and how I'm feeling. So sometimes we need to cut off that noise, you know, and it's not out of, like, oh, like, disrespecting the people that are giving you advice. Like, of course, listen to it if you'd like, but also, like, letting them know sometimes, you know, like, setting your boundaries and letting them know, like, hey, you know, yeah, maybe you're right, I'm not sure, but, you know, at this moment, this is how I'm feeling. Like, I'm feeling this is right for me, this is my connection, so I will continue that, you know. And if they respect that, then, you know, then that's a great friend, that's a great person to have in your life. But with me, it's like, I don't take anything personally, honestly. Like, even if somebody cancels on me, I don't take it personally, just because I know there's just so much going on in everyone's life, you know, including my own. Things just happen, you know, sometimes emergencies happen, you know, but yeah, no, so that's another thing that I can say that I learned this year is, you know, what does Brenda want? What what do I feel is best for me, you know, because this is my life, this is my story, and, you know, we need to take that power back. We need to remind ourselves that in the end of the day, you are the one who is on this journey. You are the one that chooses, you know, what you write in your book. I love to write, so I think my mind, that's how my mind works, you know, that's how I think of things. Okay, I have a blank piece of paper. What am I going to write about today? What am I going to create today in my life? And, you know, that's usually how manifestation works, and that's how it works for me. You can definitely manifest in different ways, just like how I mentioned in my manifestation episode. So I hope you enjoyed this little rant, and I think I'm just gonna cut it here. I wanna thank those who have constantly supported me. Like I mentioned, I know I haven't been as consistent with my podcast, but I don't wanna be feeding you guys BS. So yeah, I will be back. I'm hoping, you know, this year I will receive a little bit more downloads, a little bit more messages to continue inspiring you guys or supporting you guys in any way that I can by sharing my experiences. I hope you guys have an amazing day, and just want to wish you all a happy new year. And I hope this year brings in a lot of transformation and a lot of changes where you've been feeling stuck. Thank you, and have a great day. Bye-bye.